Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Oh, on this beautiful sunny day in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. Be blessed today, my friends, and rejoice. Jesus is praying for you. You are not alone. You have a friend who is walking beside you, who knows exactly what you're going through, because he was at all points tempted as you are. And he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Know that you are so in the capable hands of our Lord Jesus and of God the Father, who created the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. So feel free today to be one of the wonderful people in the body of Jesus Christ who loves the Lord, and God is going to prosper you. If you believe that he is going to provide for you, you will be prosperous because you trust in him. It's wonderful. I have it in Proverbs 28, verse 25. An arrogant man stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. I like that. I like that, and I'm believing that as you humble yourself before God, that he will give you every desire of your heart. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, my daughter, Kimberly DeWell, is with me today in the studio.
Yes. And we are looking forward to next week, not this coming Saturday, but that's next week on the 13th. Mm-hmm. Do I have that
date
right?
Yes, you do.
We are going to have a Christmas meeting.
Yes.
And we would love to see you. If you've not participated before, please feel free to call that 800 number. It's 877-917-7256.
Yes.
And leave us your name, your number. Let us know you're coming. We'll call you back and we'll give you directions and let you know what to expect. If you're able to make it, please bring a gift that we can just be using as a party. It's going to be a game exchange gift exchange. We had so much fun last year. We had all kinds of very different things come up, and there was so much joy in exchanging the toys, the food, the garments, the boots, the socks,
the wraps.
There were these little snowballs that lit up, and we were throwing them at each other.
Oh, that's right.
They were fuzzy and soft, but as they hit people, they would light up and sparkle. It was just so much fun throwing things at each other.
It was. If you'd like to come to brunch with us before the meeting at 10 o'clock, you can call me about that, too, for directions. Or you can meet me at the restaurant at 9:30. Most of you know where the restaurant is, and so I'm just leaving that up to you. Meet us at 9:30, and we're just going to have a great time of fellowship and delicious food and then games. Wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. I love this time of year, Kimberly. And even though it's cold outside, it's warm in our hearts.
Praise
the Lord.
It is. I like how you opened this program, that we get what we believe is really what you were talking about when you were talking about the arrogant one that stirs up strife. Mm-hmm. When we think we know how life should go and we think we know exactly how to implement some kind of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Plan, yeah.
We've got a plan, right? Mm-hmm. And we think we know how to implement it and move forward with it. That really is a form of arrogance. Mm-hmm. We don't stop and ask the Lord, how do you want to write this story? What do you want to do with this situation?
So
arrogance stirs up strife, but the humble will prosper. Mm-hmm. And the humble will believe. The arrogant will say, well, God is dead. This is up to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I need to figure this out.
That's right.
But the humble will remember, no, my God is still alive.
Yes,
and we've been talking about Ezekiel, how he came upon, in his vision, he came upon the valley of dry bones.
Mm-hmm. And he was humbled. Mm. He was a humble man, and he had gone through so much already. So he was prepared in his heart to listen to God. And when God, asked him, will these bones live? And he said, oh, Lord God, you yourself know. Only you know, Lord God.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to admit, I would probably answer, well, you are the healer. You're the way maker. You're the redeemer. You can resurrect things. So, of course. But that's even that is pride. To come to a conclusion
of what's that, going to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To come to a conclusion on it is a form of arrogance. And I've had to realize that in my life. We're waking up right now to the realization that even our best thoughts and our best intentions can be twisted and misconstrued by others. They can be twisted by ourselves, mm-hmm, in a way that does harm, and we're not intending harm, but wow, we all need to just take a breath and listen. Yes. Like Ezekiel, say, only you know, Lord.
Only you know.
Only you know. And I'm not going to start taking hold of all of, and we've been taught this. We've been taught, take hold of a scripture and start,
mm-hmm,
claiming.
Mm-hmm.
Start claiming what you believe, you want. Wait, what about what he wants?
Yes.
How does he want to write the story? Here's a valley of dry bones, and we were talking yesterday how in Hebrew tradition, those were young men that had come from Jerusalem, Hebrew young men that King Nebuchadnezzar noticed they were like gods. They were so handsome, so strong, stood out from the rest of mankind.
Like Daniel, mm-hmm, and the three teenagers.
Right.
Oh, they were
they
beautiful.
Stood out.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. And so Nebuchadnezzar had them all slayed.
Mm-hmm.
He had them all murdered. And these bones, the Valley of Dry Bones, is that vision of all these young men who didn't get to live their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, in the moment that they were being murdered and cut down, I'm sure they all had some thoughts of how they would handle that situation.
That's right.
Any one of us might have been watching and saying, oh, this needs to go differently. This needs a different story, a different plot. But, you know, that is where we want to take a breath and say, Lord, only you know how you want to write this story.
That's right.
Only you know how you want to bring dead things to life.
Oh, and he does it so well. And it may be that he's giving you a partial vision right now. It's not the complete vision. It's kind of like what happened here in Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel prophesied over the bones. They came together. There was a rattling, and they came together, and sinews and bones and everything came together. But Kimberly, they didn't have breath.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Holy Spirit, the breath of God. And so sometimes our plans are just partial, mm-hmm, and we run with them, mm-hmm, as partial plans, and we need to just settle in and relax and rest, listening to God, because
yes,
he's got a complete game.
Yes,
he really does. And then he's going to say, prophesy again to these bones and tendons and skin, and prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath. And that's Holy Spirit, friends. Remember, God promised Ezekiel and the whole world. I believe that as we read Ezekiel 36, this includes you. This includes me. God's prophesied that he will cleanse you from all filthiness. You don't ever have to feel dirty again. And that's what I have it titled online. Do you feel dirty?
Hmm.
Well, God's able to clean you up, and he'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Yes.
He'll remove that heart of stone that, you know, you could never really actually hear from God. Well, that could be an obstacle in your life, a weakness in your life God's wanting to get rid of and fill you with Holy Spirit. And he promised that in the 27th verse of Ezekiel 36. And I will put my spirit within you. and bring it about that you will walk in my ways. And like you said the other day from Isaiah 55, Kimberly, his ways are more than our ways. They're
higher than our ways.
And his thoughts, yes,
are so much higher than our thoughts. Mm-hmm. They cannot be compared. As high as the heavens are above the earth,
that's right,
so high are his ways and his thoughts above ours. And those ways, those thoughts, are mentioned in the verse before. I'm talking about Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. But in verse 7, he's talking about the wicked and the wicked man turning, and how he has eternal pardon for people. He's got forgiveness. He has compassion. Mm. He has grace. He has mercy. We're talking about a God who is so merciful, so full of grace and forgiveness. That's what's higher than
yes.
us. So
yeah.
Paul the Apostle, he was so well versed and studied in the Word, in the scriptures, in the law. He knew what he needed to carry out because he had read it and memorized it. He had the PhD. He had the modern day PhD in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You might be listening and maybe you've never read the Bible all the way through, so you're not as familiar with it. But Paul, he was zealous. He had everything that he needed in education for the scriptures. He had so much of that memorized. But do you know what he said about his very high education? In 1 Corinthians 1:25, also in verse 27, in chapter 3, verse 19, over and over, there's other notes, other letters that he wrote too, where he called it all foolishness.
Yes, that's right.
I think we can conclude from that it's not only the morally compromised of us in this world that need saving. It is also the morally prideful that need saving. We can be immoral dead people or moral dead people.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have the very best intentions and have so much scripture memorized and be standing on the Word and be dead. We
That's
need
right.
the breath of God himself. We need relationship with him to raise those dead bones and to realize that we're made for so much more than our opinions and our ideas of how this life will work.
That's right. It's like I mentioned the other day about the bus that was totally destroyed by a missile that came into Kyiv. And you wonder, well, God could have prevented that. He could have zeroed in on another area, a desolate area. Why all these deaths? God can do so much more. He can bring life to those people again. You know what? We put so much value, Kimberly, in this life.
Right.
And God is saying, oh, I have got a heavenly plan for them.
Yes.
I'm bringing them home.
Yes.
And see, we see the after effects, all the destruction of something that happened. Immediately when that missile hit that bus, those people were gone. They were gone to be with the Lord. I mean, they probably didn't even have time to take another breath, and they were out of it. And see, we all see all the destruction. Why couldn't God have done something? And God has such a better plan. He just really does.
Yeah.
If we believe and trust in him, he will perform such wonderful works for us.
That's right.
Oh.
And that's a good point. Sometimes we blame God. Other times we decide right away that we're going to come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure out how to get them back.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how to make them pay. Let's figure out how to bring justice to this situation.
Yes.
And make it fair.
That's right. The first 5 years when we were married, and Darren was so used to having a wonderful ministry, Darren's Coffee Shop, before everything took place and he lost everything.
And a very large staff.
And a very large staff. And a printing shop and everything. And for the first 5 years of our marriage, Kimberly, it was
You were
hard.
The staff. You were the staff and the printing shop.
And he thought, see, he had a plan, but it didn't include God's plan. So even Darren Carmack, who had a successful and victorious ministry, he had to be humbled. And then finally, 5 years later, he goes to Mike Treem. He realizes, well, maybe God wants me to go back on radio. And then he realized, God, I want to do, he was humbled. God, I want to do what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. Yes. Walked right into that office and we set it up. And in fact, a wonderful man, Gary Erickson from Colorado Springs, paid for our first 2 years. There was an open door there. Mm. But it takes humility, Kimberly. Oh, it does.
Yeah. And that's me. I need more and more humility. I was raised to memorize scriptures. I have quoted scriptures. I've sung songs about our healer and our way maker. And I tend to really think that I know how to pray for others and how to seek help and how to implement that help. And in the end, surrendering to the path that's right there in front of me.
Yes.
Just taking a deep breath and knowing that my father is the one on the throne. And what he has in store, you know, how would he like to write this? Mm. How would he like to paint the scene on this canvas of my life?
Yes.
How does, just give him the brush. Let him be the artist that's painting it. This has been the big, beautiful answer to just humble myself, step aside. Don't come to any conclusions of my own, but let him have his story and rest in that storyline. Rest. Enter the rest. Mm-hmm. And let God have his way. This is true peace. This is true joy.
Yes. Well, God meant this message not only for you and me today, right now. This message is for us, breathing life, breathing new life into what you thought was dead in your life. And as you speak those things that are not, you may be praying for loved ones that are not born again, and you're just, some of you have given up. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. You know, God is able to do so much.
That's right. And it's about what's in us that needs to come alive to a new way of looking at the situations.
Yes, that's right. Mm. And sometimes not even talking to our unsaved loved ones in a preachy way or a judgmental way, but just loving them.
Yes.
Come on over. I've got dinner for you, and we can enjoy a movie, or we can enjoy a game together.
Not have any expectations, like we were talking about yesterday. Don't let those expectations swirl in your mind,
swirl above
you and in your environment around you. Don't let that happen.
Mm-hmm. So God wanted to tell Ezekiel, this is not just for the people of God, but this is specifically for the house of Israel. Mm. And we see those dead bones, as you were saying, those were the young men, the future. Mm. We look at our young people. Mm. I look at my grandchildren who are in their 20s, and this is the future of the United States, God. And pretty soon, Levi's going to be 20, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and we hear so much news about the future not looking very good, not looking very bright.
Well, it's better now.
Again, we need to humble ourselves and say, Lord, what do you say about it? You said you want your kingdom to come and your will to be done, and it shall be done. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is what you say.
That's right.
So as we put our eyes on him, and we are talking about Jesus, we're talking about our Heavenly Father and how they want to paint the story, the scene, how they want to write the story. Give him the pen, give him the brush, because every time we start talking about his way, then dead things come alive. Dead things come alive. We don't have to worry about what scripture to stand on.
That's right.
How to pray and how to implement a plan. Mm-hmm. We don't even have to worry about it. The dead things will come alive every time we speak his name. And we've got a song, Knowing His Name, Knowing Who He Is. We'd like to listen to that song now.
Empty out of grace, I know a name.
Yes and amen. I'm dancing in my...
I know. Kimberly, in her seat, she's dancing. Oh, God saying to us, come and come. He wants us, he wants you and me to say, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this dead that I have in my life. It didn't happen. Breathe on this dead that they might come to life. I remember your dad in the store. We'd have some low months of piano sales and organ sales. And he would go from one wall to the north and the south, and he would touch it. Mm-hmm. He would walk to the north of the store. We had 10,000 square feet. And to the south, and then to the east and the west. Mm-hmm. And he would command the sales to come in. And I'll tell you what, it worked. It just truly did.
He definitely went against the traditions of man. Because traditionally, if you're in a business and you don't have the activity that you need, you're not making the sales that you need to make, traditionally, you work harder. You get on the phone. You start making calls. You advertise. You know, you start printing ads in the newspapers and magazines.
Well, we did that too, but yes.
Well,
I think it's the spiritual concept that he had in his heart
that really worked.
Yeah. Are you getting to that?
Right. Traditionally, we tend to work harder as human beings. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, that's what we go to. Instead of walking quietly to one wall and then the next wall and just speaking, prophesying a breath of life to come. And Lord, have your way.
Yes.
You have the paintbrush. You have the pen. Write this story and paint the pictures the way you want to paint them.
And the dead things come to life, just like that beautiful song, dead things come to life. And God is saying that the people of Israel and Judah, remember Israel, if you know your history, the deportation of Israel applied first. They came first, and that included Daniel and Azariah and Hananiah and Mishael, the three teenagers with him. And then the second deportation from Judah came later. So all the people said was, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. Mm. We are completely cut off. Mm. And God says to Ezekiel, this is what I'm going to tell you. Behold, I'm going to open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will put my spirit within you. Remember the prophecy in Ezekiel 36. I will put a new spirit within you, and I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Well, we know that has happened. We know that prophecy has come to pass.
Yeah, and that's God. You're talking about that literally. And then if we see that in our own hearts, metaphorically, then what we want to be looking toward is not all of our ideas and our plans. And we've been educated well. We really have been. And taking that education and coming to conclusions, those are traditions of man once again. Yes. And that is exactly what voids the Word of God. But the Word of God is what we want in our lives. We want to know what we were truly made for. Mm-hmm. All of the dreams and the plans, the hobbies, the careers, the relationships, the health that we have, whatever it is that we look at in this world that we think is huge and wonderful and amazing, it's all too small.
Yes,
it's too small for us.
It is. Well, I want to remind you that when you give to Call to Freedom during the month of December, we will send you a 2026 beautiful calendar. So think about that. Go to freedomstreet.org and give, or by mail. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.